when you come to know that music is from the way of the mushrikeen, that the mushrikeen, the polytheists, that they were playing music when the Quran was being recited. In the time of Rasulullah, when the Quran was being recited in Mecca, the mushrikeen, they would play music, musical instruments. And that is mentioned in the tafsir in Surah Najm, right at the end of Surah Najm. أَفَمِنْ هَذَا الْحَدِيثِ تَعْجَبُونَ وَتَضْحَكُونَ وَلَا تَبْكُونَ وَأَنْتُمْ سَامِدُونَ فَاسْجُدُوا لِلَّهِ وَاعْبُدُوهُ أَفَمِنْ هَذَا الْحَدِيثِ تَعْجَبُونَ With regards to the Quran, yes, they were amazed. With regards to the Quran, but what is it, instead of their amazement making them follow the Sunnah, follow the Quran, and respecting the Quran, their disbelief led them to what? Go astray and ignore their evil, led them to ignore the Quran by playing musical instruments and by laughing and joking and jesting and not taking the affair seriously. أَفَمِنْ هَذَا الْحَدِيثِ تَعْجَبُونَ وَتَضْحَكُونَ You laugh, وَلَا تَبْكُونَ And don't cry. وَأَنْتُمْ سَامِدُونَ قَالَ ابْنُ عَبَّاسٍ رَضِيَ عَنْهُمَا وَاللَّهِ إِنَّهَا غِنَاءٌ وَاللَّهِ إِنَّهَا غِنَاءٌ وَاللَّهِ إِنَّهَا غِنَاءٌ By Allah, it is ghina. By Allah, it is ghina. Zakallah khair. So musical instrument, when you know it's their sunnah, why would you want to listen to it? When you know it's their sunnah, that they're the ones who used to practice this evil act, listening to music, it will occupy away from Quran anyway. So you keep away from that. Hadith in Bukhari, my ummah will make halal that which was haram. From that is al-ma'azif, musical instruments. From that is al-ma'azif, musical instruments. And that hadith is authentic. It's in Sahih al-Bukhari. Despite what others have said. And likewise, alluring the people with their seductive voices, shaitan. That is from lahu al-hadith. Idle speech. That is music. Where the person is deceived away from being serious in knowing the message. He's occupied away from the message that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him. And that's what music does to you. It occupies you away from the remembrance of Allah. And that's what shaitan wants. إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ شَيْطَانُ أَن يُقَعَ بَيْنَكُمُ الْعَدَاوَةَ وَالْبَغْضَاءَ فِي الْخَمْرِ وَالْمَيْسِرِ وَيَصُدَّكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ By way of intoxicants, by way of gambling, and also by way of music. He wants to take you away from the remembrance of Allah. They can't come together, music and Quran. Replace the music with Quran. Quran is the speech of Allah. Quran has a message for you, for your guidance. So keep away from music. Hate it. Sheikh Saif Ozan said it's not enough to leave it. You have to hate it with your heart. Hate it with your heart. Keep away from it. Abdullah ibn Umar radhiyallahu anhuma, he would go past, and when he would hear someone play music, he would put his fingers in his ears. And he would say to Nafi', his student, Ya Nafi', atasma'u shay? Oh Nafi', do you hear anything? Until Nafi' said no, no more. And then he took his fingers out of his... He doesn't want anything to enter his heart that's going to affect his heart. And that's why Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen, rahimullah, he said, that which you see and that which you hear enters your heart. So be careful of those things that enter your heart from that which you see and that which you hear. That you make only the good things that you see. That you make only the good things that you hear. Because it's going to enter your heart. And we have to protect our hearts. The heart is that piece of flesh. If it is sound, the whole body is sound. And if it is corrupt, the whole body is corrupt. Indeed, it is the heart. So this is where it starts. We have to protect our heart. When you go home, you protect your front door, don't you? With so many locks. Sir? You have a safe for your money. Or you keep your money in a wallet and you keep it saved and protected. MashaAllah, for dunya we protect, huh? What about our deen? What about our hearts? We have to protect it from what enters it. We have to protect it from doubts and desires. Doubts and desires, both of them from shaitan, wants to lead you astray. So keep away from music. And you see these people with the music. If you were to turn down the volume and you see them, they look majnoon. Isn't that right? If you were to turn down the volume, and you see them in there, huh? What do they look like? Is this guidance? And worse than that, you have those people of innovation who use music. For da'wah or for ibadah. That's worse. Because bid'ah is worse than sin. So they think they're doing good. They're not going to repent from it. They think they're doing good. As Sufyan al-Thawri rahimahullah mentioned. So keep away from music. It is the way that shaitan uses to allure the people away from the remembrance of Allah. And alhamdulillah, we have that which is better. We have the Quran. Let the Quran soothe your heart. Let the Quran and the message, learn it, ponder over it, and practice what the message of the Quran entails. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.